Good evening. I'd like to call this regular meeting of the McDonough Local Board of Education to order at 7 p.m. and we have the roll call.
Mr. Capizello?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Clayes? Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Sagan?
Here.
Four board members present.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item tonight is to approve the agenda for this regular meeting of August 22nd. You've all had an opportunity to look at the agenda. Are there any additions, subtractions, or changes? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of July 26, 2018. You've had an opportunity to look at the draft minutes of that meeting. Are there any additions, deletions, or other changes? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve those minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is approval of the board minutes from the special meeting of August 8th, 2018. Had an opportunity to review the draft minutes. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We will be entering executive session at the end of the meeting tonight for purposes of A2 employment and B, but there will be no business conducted after we exit executive session. We now move to recognition of visitors and audience participation. Seeing none, we move to old business. Any old business to bring before the board? Seeing none, we move to new business. The Finance Committee, Mr. Capizello, chairperson.
Nothing to report this time, John.
Okay.
Nothing new.
Thank you. We will move on to the Treasurer's Financial Report of July 18th, comprised of the Check Register Financial Summary and Bank Reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to purchase supplies from STEM Supplies using grant funds for the 2018-2019 school year at an estimated cost of $11,611.67. That's an estimate. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Kevin, I don't know if you want to discuss. I mean, this was part of the grant that Eric
correct
Jones had got.
There were several purchases that were made through this grant. This one with this particular company is the one that exceeded the $10,000, so we needed to make the motion for that. But yes, everything for this purchase is coming from the STEM grant that was awarded to the elementary school this year.
What are the particulars of what's being acquired?
We've got everything from different robotic-type kits to drones to various materials for the 3D printing, everything that will enhance what the kids are doing on that STEM side. So there's a lot of...
lab kits.
Yeah.
Multiple kinds of kits, physics, cars, set.
All stuff that a lot of kids have to do, that maker space that we talked about before, taking things and designing them, building them, rebuilding them. and working on that kind of technology in the classroom.
Okay.
So, but yeah, this one had a particular come before you just because of the amount that was told.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carried. Next item is a resolution to approve the water treatment service agreement with Gardner for the high school and elementary school at a cost of $2,080. Copy of that service, those service agreements are attached at Exhibit A to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Any changes to previous years?
No, it's the same contract, and this is the, basically it's the chemicals that they put into the boiler system, or the HVAC system. I won't say boiler, that's old technology, but basic same concept. They're trying to extend the life of the equipment that we have and create a little bit better climate for the building.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the creation of the following flower fund. That will be fund number 0079008. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion? This is basically our board. Well, it was Tom's idea to
we fund it.
To have a board, yes, that we would fund for purposes of flowers, memorials, get well,
yeah.
any kind of personal this thing for.
Obviously, it's voluntary if you
mm-hmm.
want to be.
Yeah, and it'll just be contributions by the board members, and it'll be maintained by the school. So when those things are required, we'll have some funds on hand. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the creation of the following track and cross-country fund. It's fund number 309973. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Just again for voluntary expense.
This will be more of the team being able to deposit money within the school for their activities.
Okay.
Whether donations would come in from outside sources that we could be earmarked right towards the track and cross country program. For a long time, I think the boosters handled 99.9% of everything that was going through for those organizations. So we want them to come into the school similar to we have funds for the other activities. So that's going to be maintained and helped by the track and cross country coaches.
Clear.
Yes.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. We move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Clace, not here tonight. So we will move on to business under the Personnel Committee. First item is a resolution to approve the medical unpaid leave of absence for Cynthia Robinson for 2 years as specified in the contract. A copy of that is in Exhibit B. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Any discussion upon the motion?
We just wish her nothing but the best. Without getting any personal details with her, we hope that we see her back.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of Michael Hecker as a high school teacher on a 1-year limited contract for the 2018-2019 school year. That contract amount is based on column 0, BA, step 0, for $36,311. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Any discussion upon the motion?
We have.
Yeah, Mr. Hecker is filling in for us in the past for Mrs. Robinson, so we're very grateful that he's ready to go. He's done a nice job, and looking forward to another good school year with him, so.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Rachel Trickett as a Title I tutor pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2018-2019 school year at Roosevelt Elementary School. Position will be at a rate of $17 per hour for 5.75 hours per day, not to exceed 28.75 hours per week. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capazello. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to hire Lori Chepke as a Title I intervention paraprofessional pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2018-2019 school year at Roosevelt Elementary School. Position will be at a rate of $12 per hour for 5.75 hours per day, not to exceed 28.75 hours per week. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capazello. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
My question is this by union contract at $12 an hour?
No, she is not a member of the teacher's union. Either one of the tutor positions are in our union.
She's a quality person, but isn't that a little late? $12 an hour? Not that causing no trouble, but $12 an hour. I'd like to hire by five secretaries, isn't she?
Well, she's a paraprofessional.
Okay. She's still giving time to her children, right?
Correct.
Okay.
The difference between the two pays of the $17 and the $12 would be the fact that the tutor in the item number three is a certified teacher.
So the certified teacher gets $12?
No, the certified teacher gets $17.
Okay.
And the non-certified paraprofessional is the one receiving the $12.
So she's going to make $5.75 an hour? Am I understanding?
No, she's going to make $12 an hour for 5.75
hours.
Okay,
all right. Okay. For the record, I just think that's a little low. We want the best. I just think that she's looking at.
Tom, I couldn't hear you. You're saying it.
I said
not
I think it's
money.
A little light.
Yeah.
I think for my, I have a lot of grandchildren to pay $12 an hour. But it's awful lucky to get somebody who want to give up that many hours a week to come in for 28 hours for $12 an hour. That's your committee. You can win with that one.
That's not mine.
Finance.
No, we're in personnel.
I know, but I mean, he can look at the $12 an hour deal through finance.
Okay, any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of the following substitute personnel on a one-year limited contract pending certification and BCII FBI background checks for the 2018-2019 school year. Those individuals are set forth on Exhibit C to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capazello. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to pay the following McDonald police officers the sum of $25 per hour for campus patrol for the McDonald Local School District for all student days for the 2018-2019 school year. The individuals, or I should say the officers, set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capazello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? This number stayed the same for, I think, since we instituted this
yes.
procedure. Okay. Let's vote.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of Janetta Mitrovich as a volunteer tennis coach for the 2018-2019 school year for no compensation. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
Kevin, how many girls are out this year for tennis?
I think we're at a smaller number than last year, but with last year, again, we were at approximately 36. So we are still probably near that 25 to 30 girl range. I can get an exact number for you, but there's quite a few. When you go by, I know it went by yesterday's match. I mean, it's
packed.
Yeah, it's packed, to say the least. So still doing a great job. Yep, absolutely.
We have so many people to give their time for our programs.
No question.
I mean, especially not being, the Mitroviches give, they give their blood and their time.
Yeah.
It's a shame that, now I'm not saying she wants it. There's something we shouldn't, shame we could do for some of these things. So many track and cross-country volunteers that spend thousands of hours, not hundreds of hours. I just hope maybe we could send a thank you note or something
sure.
to the board. Or
absolutely.
Just, I don't know how much we appreciate this.
Yeah. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the memorandum of understanding between the McDonald Local School Board of Education and the McDonald Education Association to create the position of volleyball coach. A copy of that MOU is attached as Exhibit D to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Any discussion upon the motion?
So, the coach will be over what grades? All?
Yes, seven. This person will oversee the whole program from 7 to 12 with the anticipation of things go well, moving it towards a more traditional coaching structure, which will include junior high coaches, JV coach, varsity coach. Depending on the obvious turnout of the kids and seeing how successful the program is this year.
And will we have like a varsity club sport this year or what?
Correct, yes. We do plan on having junior high and varsity club games this year.
And how many girls are out for the varsity?
Right now, that is probably the lower number out of the two, but they still believe they're going to have anywhere in that 6 to 10 range, and they need 6, obviously, to play.
For this year?
Yes.
In the junior high?
Junior high, I think it's slightly over that. I think they were trying to hope to be able to get two teams on the court and play.
They do.
There have been a few times that, and if they need to, we're a club team, if they would need an eighth grader to play two games to play on a seventh grade team as well, we'd have the ability to do that again because it's not sanctioned right now by the Ohio High School Athletics Association.
Would that hold true for an eighth grader playing up if they need a player?
I think actually it would, similar to the soccer club that last year was using kids from 7 through 12. So, yes, they would have the flexibility.
And that doesn't hurt their eligibility?
No. No eligibility standards at all.
Is there a schedule anywhere?
I can get it for you. Absolutely.
It's not on the – is it on the – I didn't check.
No, it's
I
not
just
on
thought
the website because it's still a little bit more informal because they're trying to piece it together as they go. Get calls from coaches if they need a game. We're going to try to slide in if there's openings in people's schedules and things like that. So, but I could talk to Mr. Crumpack and we'll get a copy to everybody.
That would be great to see. Are we hosting any?
No, I believe this year
we're flying all the way. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I was at Girard, and they played two different Liberty and Girard. That's the seventh and eighth, both. So two different teams. Mm-hmm. And then they played Gearsville Garfield about 2 months ago. I tell you, they've improved.
Good.
I was amazed from, obviously, these teams have been together a long time, you can see, but. We have two coaches. Are we going to try to, I'm not trying to get more money. Are they going to try to split that somehow?
When we open this up, which now that if it's approved here tonight after the vote, we will post the position and then talk to anybody who's interested.
Yeah, because they're working hard.
No question.
It's good. That's all.
Good. Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We next move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Other than the second read of the following policies, that's all we have tonight.
Okay.
second reading.
Our first item is a resolution to approve the second reading of the policies set forth in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Capizello. Is there any discussion upon the motion? And these are all
Big shot.
These all come from, yeah, come from the OSBA.
OSBA.
This is part of the policy that we have with them when they send us recommendations. There are a few of the policies such on evaluation of teacher system that we have a little bit of choice in there, and that's something we've mirrored the existing system that we're using right now. So we made those choices, which I've highlighted for you. But yeah, those are all OSBA policy updates.
Okay, thank you. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Our next item is a resolution authorizing McDonald Local School District to attend the 2018 OSBA Capitol Conference on November 11th, 12th, and 13th, 2018 in Columbus, Ohio. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Hannan. Is there any discussion upon the motion?
This is what I went.
Yes, sir.
I went to this once myself. I tell you, get a chance to go, you can pick up a lot of knowledge. A lot of, obviously, with more experience than us, and they're more than willing to share their thoughts and concepts about things. You get away, it's a great 2 days or 3 days.
No question. And if possible, if you guys could let us, we have to put in our registration probably by the end of this week if we can, because we have to get a housing code to get rooms. It's literally one of the most interesting systems. You tell them how many rooms you need, you log onto a website, they start a countdown clock. When 9 a.m. hits, you have to hit the button, and they tell you what hotel you're in.
Southwood Airlines.
And if you don't, I mean, literally, I think they book just thousands of rooms in the first 5 minutes. So it's a pretty wild experience. But so yeah, if you can just let us know, and then we'll know how many rooms that we have to have booked.
Do you have an idea from administration who's going to go?
I know Megan and myself are both planning on attending.
Well, that's the most important thing. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Mr. Sagenich?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. Next resolution is the intent not to provide career technical education to students in grades 7 and 8. Whereas the Ohio Revised Code Section 3313.90 provides that the requirement for a school district to provide career technical education to students enrolled in grades 7 and 8 can be waived for a particular school year if the school district's Board of Education adopts a resolution that specifies the district's intent not to provide career technical education to students enrolled in grades 7 and 8 for a particular school year and submits that resolution to the Ohio Department of Education by the 30th day of September of that school year. Now, therefore, be resolved that the board will not provide career technical education to students enrolled in grades 7 and 8 for the 2018-2019 school year, and the board directs the superintendent to submit a copy of this resolution to the Ohio Board of Education prior to September 30, 2018. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mr. Hannan. Discussion upon the motion.
Second the motion to bring on the floor. I don't understand.
This is the second year that we've approved this resolution. This is a new law that was passed by the state of Ohio trying to pursue career and technical education for junior high students. As you can tell, we do the TCTC for our career and technical education programs now. They do not have either the capacity nor the programs at this time to offer career and technical education. So there was a comment made in the past that this was simply a financial decision on the district to not pursue this. That's not the case, other than to notice that we obviously couldn't start our own career and technical programs here, hire our own staff on our own. I mean, that would just not be feasible for the small population. So I do believe that this is something that might gain some traction to where the TCTC starts taking a look at what options they can provide those students. And then if we feel that those are attractive to us, then it's something that I'd like the board to be willing to revisit once those programs are established and we can share the cost obviously with our neighboring district.
So this requirement was established at the same time a waiver was established.
Correct.
How long is it, possible to pursue the waiver?
Right now, there's no deadline on that, and I do know at this time, as far to my knowledge, there's not a single school in Trumbull County, obviously, that's going to try to do this on their own. So this is something you'll see if I know I read a lot of board minutes in the paper. You see every board around adopting this right now until we can come up with some kind of a shared service situation.
Yeah, I mean, the whole basis for TCTC in the first place was to take this out of individual schools.
Correct.
Centralize it, and now it's.
As well as provide that highly specialized staff that you're going to need for career technical education, which are not always easy to find those individuals.
No, I mean, that would be impossible to do at a school-by-school basis.
Let alone on this, facility-wise. We don't have the facilities here at this campus to offer some of the programs.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so. No wood shop, no.
No shop.
Auto mechanic, you know, some of the things that these guys would be working on.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saginaw?
Yes.
Mr. Capizello?
Yes.
Four yes votes.
Motion carries. We now move to Building and Grounds Committee. Mr. Hannan, chairperson.
A little awkward here. We had a meeting on the 16th, Buildings and Grounds Committee. It was actually a general work session of our body. Now, we did take that?
Yes, sir.
For those who are here, I'm going to give you a rundown quickly to make sure. Please join in if I miss anything. First of all, I want to say who was here. Samantha Razzo, Tom Senich, Danny Williams, Joe Selly, Bill Ift, Lou Dimitrovich, Ansa Sanson, Joe Sanson, Becky Wolford, Stacy Foster, Brian Clace, Pam Baker, Tom Baker, Josh Krumpack, Fred Galt, Kathy Woods, Gary Kerke was here, and Eric Jones in the audience, plus all of us here. And we talked, I would say, close to 2 hours about different things about the football field, the land, and multiple discussions highlighting, I think, what the football team and or that group wants. They want a first class, I believe they want AstroTurf no matter what. Is that, am I interpreting that?
Correct.
If there's a, they'd like to have the track here if it's feasible. I don't know how you can put a track here, even with the variance. It's, and have discus and stuff, but we're open, I'm open. They also said, listen, and they did a nice job. I mean, they all presented their case very well. Possibly we should look at maybe is doing some kind of combination and let the people decide. All I know is that I'm not in favor of taking out the millage of the land below, because we still have an excellent chance, I think. But I think we missed I think you had to be by August 3rd to have any millage for this, to put on anything for this levy, for the November. So we have to do something by February 1st. So we still got a dilemma. So we wait till May and then we get done. We got to have a better planning. We got to get more input and make some financial decisions before that. Be it good or bad, what anybody wants. But I know if we didn't go anywhere else, the most that would cost us is probably 5 mils here. Plus we need 1.4 mils just to have a sinking fund to pay for that section of the artificial turf. And there's some legitimacy there. And we went over all the cost for moving if we move the bleachers, it's going to cost us $50,000 moving 15 feet. We have a $180,000 road. We tear that up. It costs us $43,000 to tear that up. We can do the stadium and replaster, et cetera, and that could be between $30,000 to $60,000. So there's a lot of things on our plate. And I think the consensus is do it right once. And for the first time, a track person spoke up. Because always says, you'll never have track means you'll never have that. And Louis Dimitrovich said, that's not true. I'm paraphrasing. Yes, we can. Now, he's not calling anybody a liar. I'm just saying, he clearly said yes. And his comment was, do it right once. Do it right. Not a four lane, not a six lane, do it right. Because we're out here looking for today, we're looking for, we want to be here 10, 20, 30 years down the road. And I don't know what's going to happen to any other sport as we go, but I think that I think half the problem is we haven't discussed this. Now that we brought it out and give them a chance to get it off their chest, and we're going to go. And I took a lot of, I'm not going to the minutes, I thought it was going to be in it, but I think when we do the minutes also, if I can say so,
sure.
I'll add this. It should be in the minutes that's delivered to people that can read it, because nobody says who's here. If they take the time to read what happens, who the comments were made, but if you don't take the time to look at it, I'm going to have these things attached. I attach my finance committee meetings, who's here, So I think we should let people know who's here at these meetings.
So we can use this as a report?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anybody, you can add, what do you think? I'm not trying to, I try to condense it to a couple of minutes because we talked for an hour and a half. Some great questions were asked. Not so great, I didn't think some. They didn't think some of our comments were great. All we're trying to do is explore the options, good or bad. Good or bad, you like it or not. You got to look at all the options before you make a decision. At least our committee is going to recommend it that way. But I was pleased with the turnout. Actually, I thought it'd be a little more because you put a phone call to the whole district. Sad thing about it, a lot of people don't care either way. That's life. But I do appreciate the time. And again, everybody was here. And the people that I said, I believe everyone made a comment. No, Mrs. Wolford didn't and Stacy Foster didn't, but everyone of theirs made some kind of a comment. And that's good. That's what you're here for. So it lasted close to 2 hours, and I was pleased. Anybody else? Joe, you're on that committee. What do you feel like?
Yeah, I mean, it's a start. I think most important, I mean, like you said, there weren't that many people here, but hopefully anyone who's talking, anyone else, understands that, you know, we're not just looking at putting a Band-Aid potentially up here and then just waiting for the land down there. If we're going to move in up here, we're going to move all in some capacity. And then whatever plays out in the future down there plays out. But we're not going to let one restrict the other. Am I right? Is that what we kind of talked about? Because there were some assumptions made, I think, and there are some assumptions from
I have a different approach. I think they should be separated. I don't know how you can put a track in there. And the way they have the discus, you'd have to have a 90-foot fence.
No, but Tom, what I'm saying is the assumption was made that we were not going to make any decisions up here.
Oh, no. We should have made the decisions last August or last September. So, yeah, right. We're going to look at that and have decisions made before
right,
the season.
Right, we just wanted to, yeah.
Whatever it is, do you agree? Mm-hmm. We have to make some decisions. There's more money lost by indecision than by decision. So we've got to do something. So that's I know I'm condensing it, but that's the hour, almost 2 hour meeting we had. And please add anybody else.
No, I think that's an accurate summary of what happened. That the one thing I walked away with, the one statement that was made that I walked away with was no one's going to get everything they want. There's not going to be a resolution to this that everyone's going to be happy with. But we're going to try to do what is the best for the most individuals.
Well, I have this before.
Okay, thank you. We move to the treasurer's report. Okay. How about the superintendent's report?
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to start by just thanking. We have some staff members here today. We got off to a great start this week, so I want to thank them for all their efforts to get us going. We had good in-service days last week on Wednesday and Thursday. So I first and foremost wanted to thank them for their attention to detail and some of the stuff that we worked on, including, and I know Mr. Backer's not here tonight, but a lot of growth mindset that we really spent a considerable amount of time on. And I think there was a great buy-in from the staff because we really talked extensively with them about what kind of PD they were looking for. And I think we made some adaptations from what we did the previous year. And so hopefully, although probably not perfect, I think it was a much better start for our staff for the year. We did complete the Stop the Bleed training with Mercy Health. Again, it's unfortunate that we didn't have to have those conversations, but I do feel like it added something of benefit to us. So I want to thank Trumbull County Educational Service Center as well for sending out their whole curriculum team to assist us as we got through that first day. So for buildings and grounds, I did have a couple of updates I wanted to make. The masonry work on the back of the building is and a little bit on the side here is complete. There was a couple of day lag over here, so I do appreciate the staff being willing to park up top. I know there's been a little bit of overlap there, but they finished their project today. GPD will be out tomorrow morning to do a walkthrough so that we can make sure the work all met the requirements before any kind of payment is made. The stage project, again, had a small layover. We were prepared for the first opening day, although we did have an unwanted visitor of two bats that decided to join our Mr. Carquito's presentation. So, but the student body handled that quite well, and we got through it. The bats went up and hid in the curtains. But if you get a chance to, the new curtains are being installed right now. Looks a whole lot better now that we've taken, just from an aesthetic point, they're black curtains that are back there. We had so many different colors that were kind of matched together back there. Nothing was flowing, but most importantly, the safety aspect of what's there now. The new rope that's there. They took down some of the devices that were holding things up, and in some cases, it was literally 2x4s. So as they've taken this down and showed the professionalism of what the work they're putting in now, this is a project that'll last. There's some history pieces you might be interested in, too. They were estimating that some of these things were put back originally when the auditorium was built. So even the guys doing it are having some fun looking at that history. So,
well, don't throw that stuff out.
Yeah, no, I told them absolutely not. We're going to look through that tomorrow morning before they leave with anything. So that project is going to be done, and it's a huge benefit to our kids. And in the meantime, we don't have anything planned on that stage. So there's no events of any nature. So we will have that finalized before.
Kevin, one step for that.
Yeah.
Any thoughts of the sound system in there?
That would be probably our next logical upgrade. I've spent a lot of time talking to Lou about, you know, what he did, because there's nobody that knows that auditorium right now more than him. I mean, anything that needs to get done in there, people go to Lou to find out. Definitely the lights were number one. Those are done, and those are great. The safety now of the stage and the curtain area is fantastic. Sound system, and then if we ever want to take a look at the seating, it would be the final two things that if we ever want to take a look at updating in the auditorium. But sound system, I think, would be a logical next step. Seating still scares me a little bit because I think we're going to lose significant capacity if we upgrade the seats that are in there.
I think that every time I sit in one of those seats.
Yeah. Because they are certainly tight. So anything we put in now, we're going to lose probably a couple seats.
It's worse than flying economy class on Spirit.
Yeah. So the other projects that obviously the cameras are fully up and running. The only work that we're doing right now is a little bit of additional training with the principals and with Mr. Studer, our technology coordinator.
What's your impression of the cameras?
They're fantastic. Right now, we have complete access to every hallway in this building. The quality of the pictures you get are absolutely fantastic. We can replay and get footage back on our cell phones at a remote location. So if we need to, we can go back. And unfortunately, we've already had to use them for security purposes. So they've already paid dividends in that fact. Good. That. I do believe we haven't really made it a highlight to our student body of, hey, you're on camera, but I think they're pretty well aware of it. If they're in the hallway right now,
they're aware.
Yeah, they're definitely on camera. So there are all 88 up and operational all around the outside of the building as well. So something that's we want to probably take a look at the system that is at Roosevelt right now. It did have an upgrade done, and that was the one that unfortunately was done by a company that probably wasn't qualified quite to do that work. So that's something we want to take a look at as we move forward to make sure that their quality is just as, I mean, obviously it wasn't as bad as the one here, so that's why we took priority number one. So right now they do have about 20 cameras, I believe, that are recording. Yes, that's correct. Their building's a little easier to monitor, too, because you have long, straight hallways compared to here where there's a lot of ins and outs at the high school. The stadium, just to give you a quick update there, the hot water tank has been installed at the stadium, so there is hot water and new sinks in both the men's and restroom that's underneath the stadium. Only thing we have left to do now is a little cleanup work, but we'll get that done next week before the game.
I assume there are soap dispensers in there.
Correct.
And towels, yep. And all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Little things like that.
Well, you know,
it's
pretty...
The important stuff.
It's pretty rustic in there.
Yes. So that project is winding down. The last step, Mr. Amicone's going to be working on making sure the hot water line that we do have run into the concession stand, now he's going to help hook it up to the sink that's there so that the band boosters will have access to that hot water on Friday night. And for them, that's important for them to be washing dishes and doing the work that they're doing. When we left the Buildings and Grounds work session last week, one of the projects you guys asked me to take a look at was the outside access to the second story of the press box. I had a contractor come in and take a look at that. There are definite improvements that could be made there. He has delivered a quote of approximately $3,200 to build an inside staircase. So what we'll do is when we walk in the main press box, the window side is to your right where the coaches and the people sit. He's going to build a staircase along the left-hand side of that. They will be steep stairs, but they'll have a railing and they'll be indoors, and allow the coaches to go up into that second level safely and not have to climb the ladder that's on the outside.
So it'll be stairs, but not a ladder?
Correct.
So it won't be vertical?
Correct, yeah. He said, again, he described it as a steep staircase, he just wants me to know, but I don't think there's any option.
Well, that's better than a ladder.
Yeah.
That's better than an exterior ladder.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. And it's going to be, obviously, then we're out of the elements. We don't have to worry about rain, humidity, and anything else that's on that ladder. And he estimates that he will, again, there's a little bit of unknown as he cuts into that, because it is a concrete and steel he's cutting through. Because there's steel on the top of the first story of the press box, and there's a concrete floor on that. Now, the other good part, though, is he doesn't have to worry about debris and, I mean, because do it, and then we'll blow it out, and we'll take care of it. So it's not like working in a house where you're going to have a mess. But yeah, he believes that could be done, and the old ladder and stair and everything there be completely removed, and that door that you went into in the past will be locked up.
Great.
So there'll be no access to the top other than through the main press box. So that work can be started as early as tomorrow and should be finished by next Friday's game.
That'd be great.
Our athletic teams are up and running, so I just want to mention, I mean, our tennis team, our golf team, I'm very eager to hear about them tonight. They've had a great start to the year. They're playing Brookfield, which might be one of their toughest matches of the year. So it'll be interesting to find out how they do on their way home.
Where are they playing?
Yankee Run.
That's a tough course.
Yeah, it is, and that's Brookfield's home course, so we'll see how our kids do when they stack up there. But these guys, already in the beginning part of the season, I think three different times they've shot a 156, and that would be their top four golfers. So that's an average score of 39.
That's great.
Yeah, the school record's 156, so they know what they're going after, and they've got their sights set on it.
Wow.
So I'm going to be eager to find out that. Tennis team is doing great, obviously, this weekend with the volleyball team now. Big weekend here for us because we have, obviously, football starting Friday night at Brookfield and cross-country Saturday morning here in McDonald for the Billy Goat. So a lot of exciting things for us there. One last update on the technology side. I wanted to get back to you with a total number of Chromebooks that now we're at both buildings. With the additions that we made this year, Roosevelt Elementary will stand at 270 Chromebooks, and the high school will be slightly over 200. So if we combine our Chromebooks with the iPads and desktops, we're starting to get to a really good number. And obviously the Chromebooks are the most efficient because they're portable, compared to desktops where we can't, but we do have access to those as well. So I want to thank you for your support there. I have told the principals they'll be presenting to you shortly, and we're going to have a focus on what those Chromebooks are doing in the classroom and what effect they're having with the kids. So, but yeah, if you figure 270 at the elementary school, we are only about slightly under 400 enrollment total. So we're really closing in on that number. So it's exciting for us, so I want to thank you for that support.
Kevin, something else, the principals, if they would track, do the teachers come to the principal for the Chromebooks? How does the distribution work?
Right now, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think carts are sat out into various locations and there are sign-out sheets. Yeah, absolutely.
We have actually Google sign-out sheet. So in our building, it's just a sheet that gets shared with everybody and we just sign up for it. So I just signed up yesterday for next week, and it has tabs on it that'll go the whole year. And so as teachers need it, you can already look at it, that, you know, where it is, what card it is, and then you know who has it before you or after you, so you can take it, or another, you know, someone will come and get it to go where it needs to go.
I mean, so during the course of a day, a teacher, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know how many different classes one teacher teaches, if they're all different. Are you a history?
Yes, I'm history. I teach 7th grade, 9th grade, and 11th grade.
So every class is different. You're not teaching the same juniors
right.
all day, every
no.
year. You got different groups every time. So you might not be using them for every class.
No, and for example, next week I signed up for my juniors to get on and do stuff with Google Classroom. And so yeah, we don't do it through the office usually at all. You just figure out by looking at the list who had the cart last, and that's how you know where to go. And then it's just a shared document, so everyone just signs up
Can we somehow get numbers as to how often teachers are trying to get Chromebooks and they're not available?
Sure. Absolutely.
I mean, can the principals track that in some capacity?
Well, yeah, I'm sure they could talk to the staff and have especially start to fill out.
Have them report to them that
yes.
they asked, they needed them and they did not have them. And the other thing there is how long in advance, I mean, did you ask the day of or?
No question. And these guys do, I know I'm here at the high school, so I hear it more, but I think maybe once or twice I'd hear, whoever has Chromebook card A, you'll hear an announcement made because somebody forgot to either take it back or forgot to sign it out. So you'll hear it, but within seconds, somebody with their head down usually walks in and gives the card, and they'll say who's looking for it. So they're delivered, they're on wheels, they're very easy to get around the building. So I think at the elementary, they're...
We have a similar sign-up sheet, not that they're going to put together. We had one last year.
Just over the last, since in the last 13 months, we purchased almost 300 of those Chromebooks. One credit I do want to give to Mr. Studer, he also included in the documentation he gave me how many disabled Chromebooks, because you know at home, I mean, if you give your kid something like that, it's pretty frequent you hear the, oh, hey, it's broke, or we got a problem. Out of that number of almost 500 Chromebooks, we have 3 disabled right now. So that's a credit to him for the work that he's done, both in finding the right vendor for us to purchase them from and staying on top of these things so we don't end up with 30 or 40 of these Chromebooks that are just not doing what we need them to get done. So I want to thank Mr. Studer for that, as well as the teachers for monitoring the use of these. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
The impact study.
Yes, sir.
You approved that?
Yes.
How's that working?
The impact study, the good part for us is when the kids take the pre-concussion test, their data actually goes for 24 months.
Okay.
So those students that took the impact test with us last year, we still have their baseline data. Any student, for example, our football team this year, if you did not take the impact test for whatever reason, you didn't play football, or if you're a new incoming seventh grader, we did have those students, so we have all that data there. We will be renewing our license as a school within the next couple of weeks, but we'll obviously be able to lower our license down because a significant number of our kids have what we need. And then next year it'll reverse to where we'll need a lot more, because you actually do pay by the amount of students who take the impact test.
You haven't had to use it to go back yet?
We've had a couple of cases. Really? Yes, we have had a couple of cases last year where students have come back to us, received their pre-concussion test, and then taken that test to their doctors. They can do the post-test with us. We will not analyze the post-test. We give the post-test to the student. They take it to their doctor. The doctor then makes the determination of whether they're cleared to come back.
But there have been instances where post-tests were...
Yes, sir. Yeah. Minimal. We had a very, you know, you hate to ever, you have to use it, but it's nice that it's there. I would say last year maybe 3 to 4 tops for us on the whole school year that we had to actually use that.
Good.
Well, that's I think it's well worth the money.
Absolutely.
And lastly, I don't think I've ever seen this year. Is there some way we can give a resolution of thanks for Bill Johnson for the time he spent?
Yes, sir.
Or I can do that by motion to prepare?
No, we can take care of that. Yep.
He went through some tough times for us.
You think it's something we could give him? You know, kind of
plaque
or something?
Yeah, frame it. Do something.
They have regular form with their resolutions. You can sign it and thank him for that time. He worked for nothing. Things were tough. You had to do some research on that. But some things, if his grandchildren look at something, they'll make him awful
proud. That'd be nice.
So.
Definitely.
That's all I have.
Anything else?
Kev, can we start, I don't know if yourself or Gary or Josh, can we start tracking numbers on year-to-year for each sport?
Sure. The enrollment in each, yes, absolutely. Just look at trends and different data. What I'd like to do is we're going to have an athletic council meeting. We had our first one last spring. We will be having a second athletic council meeting in early September. So that's something I can have him make sure he brings even to that so we can start taking a look at the trend data for each sport. Thank you.
All right. Well, at this time then, we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session at 7:49 p.m.
So moved.
For purposes of discussing employment and consider purchase property for public purposes. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzella and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
4 yes votes.
Motion carries, and again, when we come out, we will not be conducting any additional business.
Yeah. I need to drink water.
Thank you.